Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show.
Let's get it started in here.
Parental guidance is suggested.
Wow. Listen to that applause, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in my studio in a truck. In a parking lot in Illinois, and we still get that kind of applause. Can you believe that? I can't believe that. Hey, welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Johnson. Tonight, you are lucky enough to get all three of us on the show on the same night, uncensored. Let's start with my first co-host, Chris Bikerson. Chris, how the hell are you doing tonight, brother?
I am just living the dream out here. I got to tell you, I recently achieved another one of my childhood dreams. I came in from being over the road, and I gave up hauling heavy equipment around. And now I'm in a truck moving dirt around from one location to another. So, you know, after nearly half a century, I finally achieved my childhood dream of being able to have an income by moving dirt, by playing in the dirt. And I tell you, it's really handy, too, because if this economy gets any better than it already is, it's handy because I've got dinner, you know, right there in the trailer, because I think it's what we're all going to be eating soon if the U.S. dollar collapses. I don't know. I'm ready to fire it up. Let's get it started in here. What the hell is Daryl up to?
Well, wait a minute. What you're saying is that you're an Earth relocation engineer, Chris?
That's exactly what I am saying. I am an Earth relocation engineer. And while we're at it, I think I've verified that the Earth seems to be flat, at least in the area I am in.
You know, our studio audience does want to respond to that.
I hate those guys.
And next, we can't leave out. Oh, yeah. Why is the black guy always got to go last? Yeah, oh, yeah. Let's put the black guy to the last. Yeah. Hey, we're here with her. Oh, yeah.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we're also here with Chris. Chris, we're also here with Daryl. Daryl is our other co-host that's been with us for quite some time now. We appreciate Daryl. Daryl, how the hell are you doing?
Before I even say anything, you're going to throw the siren at me? Damn, Peckerwoods.
Call me a Peckerwood.
and the reason I'm last, because you know what? I like being last, and, you know, I'm a brown man, so that proves my greatness. But anyway, now, you know, this.
Oh, now you're brown, sir. Honest. You're trans color, then.
I'm trans. You know what? I've always been brown. But according to Biden, he's colorblind anyway, so. I'm like smooth brownness. My hair is black, but my tone is brown, a.k.a. rainforest.
You know.
Brown. I got a tan that y'all want to get. But, you know what, normally I'm talking from my truck, but today, you know, this week I'm serving in the Air Force Reserves, so I got my military duty that I'm doing and I'm proud to do. I love the job that I do. I work on C-130s, and I love the squadron that I'm with. I love the people I work around with, and it's a good chance for me to get out of the truck. So, you know, I'm glad to be back in Colorado, because last week I was in California, and California is a shit show.
So is that why you sent me this song?
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I'd done. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun.
I'm pretty sure that that's the... That's the official song of a Peckerwood.
All right. That's a derogatory prison term for white. Not everybody.
Well,
knows
so
that.
Is Cracker Barrel, and I don't mind that one because I kind of enjoy their food. So.
But yeah, about that, I like the food.
You know, I visit Cracker Barrel anytime I can.
See, nobody can sit up here and listen to the show and say we're prejudiced. We make fun of everybody.
No, it's, you know what we do here on the show is we laugh at the political correctness going on in this country right now. It's gotten the political correctness has gotten so idiotic and ridiculous that you can't even joke around with a friend that maybe brown, maybe black, maybe whatever. It doesn't matter. We've gotten so ridiculous with this political correctness, and we forgot to laugh. The whole country, we all forgot to laugh, me included. And you know what? If you're not being malice and you're not, like, trying to hurt somebody, what do you care? Because you're offended? Well, if you're offended, then get the fuck out of the conversation. It's pretty simple. And if you don't like this radio show and what we thought or what we talked about and what we say, well, sorry to hear that, but you could have been educated, but whatever. You let your political correctness get in the way, and that's what's going to happen. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, We got one hell of a show lined up for you tonight. Honestly, I'm confused as of what we're going to talk about all night, but I think we got some pretty good subjects. We're going to talk about the central banking, the CBDC, the central banking digital currency, and what that means for you, what that means for me, what that means for your children and future generations. And we'll get into that in depth later. But, you know, I wanted to touch base on Brandy Bradley in Colorado fighting for the parents' rights. And you have the left, the squeaky wheel, so to speak, standing up and, you know, acting like a bunch of imbeciles, acting like Brandy Bradley was trying to take parents' rights away when all she was trying to do was protect the children. And I want to get into that tonight also. There's also another subject that I read about, and I don't know if you guys read about this or not, but there was a mentally ill black man on a subway in New York harassing people, and a white Marine put him in a chokehold, and he ended up dying. And now they're preparing for riots and all sorts of stuff in New York City. They have video of all this. The guys had been arrested 42 times. And I want to get in depth about the mental illness in this country and the fact that we're not helping these people rather than, you know, they're just putting them out into society and expecting normal people to, you know what is going on and react accordingly. This white Marine, in my opinion, acted accordingly, and he took down a combative subject that was harassing people violently 2 days prior to this guy getting on the New York subway. He tried to push somebody onto the subway. So he obviously had mental problems or malice intentions. Either way you look at it, what happened was justified in the fact that this guy eliminated a violent threat. He didn't intend to kill him. He intended to put him down until the police got there. And unfortunately, the guy died. And I always say unfortunately because I don't wish anybody to die. So those are three of the subjects we're going to talk about tonight. But you know, before the show, we were texting each other, and Chris said, You better have your batting gloves on, he told Daryl, because we do this show on the radio show, and we're all three together about, you know, is it a real headline? Is it a truthful story, or is it satire? And I do believe Chris has got his game face on tonight. I know Daryl's got his batting gloves on, and me, the goofball that I am, I just texted him a meme that said a swing and a miss. Picture of an Amish guy swinging a baseball. Yeah, so that's who I am. Call me racist, call me whatever, I don't care. I was just trying to have fun. You know, and when you got a guy like Daryl on here and you got a guy like Chris on here, I mean, one of us has got to be serious, right? Because these two guys don't take nothing serious. But before we get to that game, I just want to mention this guy's name, the man that was killed in the New York subway. If you want to look him up, Google him, whatever you want to do. His name was Jordan Neely, N-E-E-L-Y. And if you look up the story, it's honestly, it's really a sad story because the guy was obviously mentally ill and he wasn't getting the help that he needed. But on the other hand, there happened to be, thankfully, a Marine that was there that was able to subdue him. So nobody else got hurt because of this guy's violence or violent tendencies. So, you know, there's two parts to this story. There's always, actually, there's three parts to every story. There's their truth, your truth, and the actual truth. But, and I'm not going to comment on whether I think, even though I kind of did, that the white guy was right or the black guy was, he was mentally ill and he wasn't getting the help that he needed. And the white guy didn't know that, the Marine, and he took him down to neutralize, you know, the threat. So you have to think about that when we get to that story. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we need to go to our game that we have failed to play for, I don't know, a couple of weeks now. It's been really a mess for me. Daryl got stuck out in California. Chris had a week off. What's that?
Brian stepped up for Daryl last week.
Oh, yes. Thank you for saying that because I told you to tell Brian, and I see that he's on here. Brian, thank you so much for jumping in last week. I texted Chris, and I said, you guys did a great job. And, Brian, thank you so much for dedicating the time out of your day to join Chris and making the show work. And with that being said, I now nominate Brian to be our fill-in guy. And I'm pretty sure that Brian would be like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, but that's up to him. He can let me or Chris know, and, you know, he can fill in every once in a while if one of us can't fill in. So with that being said, no, Brian, thank you so much. I do seriously appreciate it. Chris, let's try to strike Daryl out in, like, three pitches. And I know that you it ain't going to happen tonight, huh? Oh, you're pretty confident there, sir.
Babe Ruth, I'm pointing towards the bleachers.
Babe Ruth was white, man. What are you doing? Jackie Robinson, what's wrong with you?
Okay, I'm everybody.
Well, now you're trans color again.
I'm all
twice
color.
In one show.
Hey, that's right. Trans color, baby.
Hey, if you identify as Babe Ruth, my brother, I'm with you. You're my friend, and I love you no matter what color you are. So there.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, Chris, you started out tonight. I'm going to be on the back burner here. I'm going to look for something that's going to – I know I'm going to strike him out, but I guarantee you it's going to be with help from Chris. So, Chris, you started out tonight. Uh-oh.
He's scared.
Yeah. Chris left because we're being too racist. Maybe
yep.
He's becoming a trans color, too.
Maybe. It's getting catchy.
Chris, where are you? Okay, he's gone. All right. Well, that's nice. Beautiful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Let me just start this out then. I can do this.
All right.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready, Daryl?
Oh, I'm ready.
Geraldo's appearance on Fox was abruptly canceled. Is that true or is that satire?
True.
That is satire. Who the hell would have Geraldo on Fox? Oh, shit, that is.
Yeah,
never
they
mind.
Well, they did get mad at him because, yeah, they did have issues with Geraldo. But, no,
I didn't want to admit that you were right.
You
Jesus. I mean, how does that make me look, Daryl, when I'm admitting a trans-colored person was right?
That's just meaning to you, just like, you know what? I can understand everyone because I'm transparent.
I'm back.
Oh, transparent. Holy shit, he's back. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay. So, and I haven't had the chance to explain to my boss that I have this radio show. And he's terrible about calling me during the radio show to tell me what time I have to be at work the next day. So he literally waits until this time of night to tell me what time I'm starting. And, yeah, anyway. And if I miss a call from him, he's not calling me back for 2 hours. Anyway, long story short, I'm going to let him know next time I talk to him. Like, dude, I got this radio show on Thursday nights, and you're totally messing it up. But anyway,
yeah.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I already lost. So you're going to have to make up for my my failures.
Oh, okay. Well, what was your headline?
Geraldo Rivera's appearance on Fox was abruptly canceled. It was kind of weak. I get it, but I was kind of like, I had to go for it, you know?
Or 1-0. We're 1-0, one ball, no strikes?
One ball, no strikes.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
The relief pitcher's been brought in. All right.
Mm-hmm.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. This is an administration that has taken challenges at the border very seriously since day one.
Oh, that's for real.
Damn it. Yeah, that is a real one.
Wow. Oh. That is for the Negro Baseball League.
Okay,
2-0, baby.
Liberal Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor didn't recuse herself from Penguin Books case. Real headline or... satire.
I think I'm sorry for my answer, but that's satire.
That's a true story. Liberal Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor did not recuse herself from Penguin Books case, despite she received $3 million from the publisher.
Wait a minute. A Penguin book?
Yeah. We all like penguins. Don't you like penguins? Are you racist or what?
Yeah, I don't like black.
So you don't eat Oreos?
There's too much white on them.
You are racist.
The whole unit.
No. Okay, so we got you 2-1. Chris, go get him.
All right, I'm going to wind up again here. Tucker Carlson floats plan to host Republican debate.
That's for real.
Damn it. I need to go back to the bullpen. I'm recusing myself to the bullpen. Sotomayor might not recuse herself, but I'm recusing myself to the bullpen.
Yeah, he pulled a shoulder out on that one. That was so horrible, he pulled a shoulder.
Uh-huh.
I got one for you, though, Daryl. This one got me, and I think it's going to get you, too. After I read it, though, I'll happen. Okay. Ready? Make America great again. Bring us peace again. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban calls for President Trump's re-election to end the war in Ukraine at CPAC in Hungary. Is that true or is that a satire?
That's true.
Son of a bitch, he won tonight, Daryl. Or Chris.
Woo!
That
I was going to get him on the next one. I had a curveball.
I'll give you a chance to.
Hold on, before Chris does it, I want people to understand that they're listening. That this is the actual headline, and I watched the video, and I really like literally watched this guy. The Prime Minister Viktor Orban calls for President Trump's reelection to end the war in Ukraine at the CPAC in Hungary. Now, remember, he's the Hungarian Prime Minister. He said, "Make America great again, bring us peace again." Mr. President, please come back to the office. That basically is what he said. I watched the video, and I'm like, when you got countries like Hungary saying that, don't you think that maybe some of you that are Trump haters have been lied to by the mainstream media? Just so you know. And again, like Brian hit the point last week, and since Brian's on, and I want to make this point because I listened to the show, and he said, you know, I don't even like Trump. I don't like the guy. But he was good for the country. His policies were good for the country. And I was like, you know what? That's probably one of the most honest statements anybody could make. You know what? You don't have to like Trump as a person. Like I told my mom, I could not vote for Trump. I don't like him. I said, Mom, you're not voting on who's going to rule heaven. You're voting on who's going to run this country. And that's what we need, is somebody that's going to govern us the way we need to be governed and should be governed, with freedom and respect for the Constitution. Trump did all those things. He never forced a vaccine down our throats. That was Biden. He mandated it to our health care workers, which case forced me to stand up and stand with our health care workers at the Capitol in St. Paul, Minnesota, which forced me to do a slow roll protest up to the Canadian border, which forced me to be involved with the People's Convoy. That wasn't Trump. That was Biden. Under Trump, we had some issues, but it wasn't Trump's issues. It was brokers. It was FMCSA regulations under Chow. And I went to three state capitals, slow roll, and D.C. for 3 weeks in 2020. And Trump was gracious to us in 2020. He actually fought for us in 2020. I watched the videos of him fighting for us. So if you think Trump's a bad guy in this, you're probably wrong. He's been standing up for the trucking industry. Could he have done more? Listen, he's one man running a country of 340 million people where the whole world is watching him. Made me realize I was a Trump hater. I hated Trump. Like, you know, just like Brian, I didn't like the guy. I thought he was an arrogant, you know, self-centered prick. But then I looked at all the things that went on, and I'm thinking, you know, he might be a little bit self-absorbed. He might be this, he might be that. But at the end of the day, did he not try to help us? I think he did as much as he could. I mean, his hands are tied, even as president sometimes, with the swamp that surrounds you. And I hate using the word swamp because it's like a cliched term that Trump's campaign and Trump used himself. But it's true. We're so frickin' corrupt in Congress and Senate, in our government. These bureaucrats in at the Pentagon. One of the Pentagon officials praised that Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox. When the fuck is the last time that somebody from the Pentagon commented on what happened at Fox News or CNN or any other news network? Never has. We don't pay them to comment. We pay them to do a job of security for this country, to make damn sure that we don't get attacked by China or Russia or whoever else hates us, which right now is probably a good majority of the world because we have an incompetent leader in the White House. But, okay, so I did my rant. I want Chris to see if he can just. I know we Daryl won, but I believe in Chris. I think he's got something here.
All right, you know what?
Bring the noise.
I'm going to mix it up just a little bit since we're going into like an extra inning here. All right, so we're going to go a little bit Jeopardy style. So it's like Jeopardy baseball now. The categories are MMA fighters, Planned Parenthood or Joe Biden? Which of those three would you like?
MMA.
All right. MMA fighters start giant brawl with dad at golf course.
True.
Damn it. That's it. I'm retiring. I'm retiring.
Wow.
I'm jumping over y'all right
did
now.
Did our audience hear, like, an exclusive Nolan Ryan retiring on air, live, uncensored, tonight?
Thanks to the home run team.
Hi-yow.
You know what? I was the strikeout king, and now my arms, it's just dead. You know, like so many
fucking crazy man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
I should be medicated. I don't disagree with that. Maybe it'll help my arm.
Wow, this is a first for this show. Well, I guess we're just going to have to discontinue the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, everybody. Good night. Well, I tell you what, the shit we get into
and
on the
Trump is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey. I like them from
okay,
day one.
Okay, let's hear it.
I like them from day one. Like I told a lot of people, I said, look, we're adults. We're not in high school. But we have to go on someone who's famous and everybody got to love them and pat them on the back and say, oh, yeah, we love you. Me personally, I don't give a crap what he does in his own life as a man. I don't have to approve it. I don't care. I don't live his life. I don't have nothing to do with it. But the man was on point on how he ran this country. Our military, we were losing money. We were coming to a point where we didn't have parts to fix our aircraft. Our training was going down because we didn't have the money, and this man stood up and said, you know what, we're putting our military first. You can see that when you see him walking with military people, they're cheering. And then you see Biden doing the same thing, and they're looking like the man's gone crazy.
No, Daryl, I'm sorry. I got to interrupt you. You're wrong. You're wrong on this at all accounts, because I just read this week that Joe Biden the military just hired a transgender person to represent the Navy and put them on all these commercials and stuff to boost recruitment in the U.S. military. I mean, so Joe Biden is really trying to make a stand here and appeal to all people, not just American patriots. That is a true story, by the way. You've seen that, right?
Well, that is a true story. Yeah, that is a true story. And,
by the way, that was sarcasm right there. Sarcasm right there. I'm not cheering that on, because I got to tell you guys something. One of the guys that was responsible for killing Bin Laden actually came out and made a statement today and said, or yesterday or today, that said, I cannot believe that I fought for this bullshit regarding Biden putting a transgender person at the head of the military, you know, making videos, trying to gain recruitment. This is how sick and fucking twisted these perverted pedophiles are.
Yep.
It's sick.
I agree.
And I don't care if you want to call me a bigot. I don't care if you want to call me whatever you want to call me. You call me. My feelings are not going to change. This is a mental illness that needs to be it needs to be addressed. And it needs to be handled in a rather quick fashion. They have now convinced parents that if you suspect your child of being transgender, like a 3-year-old, they play with boys play with dolls or women or the girls play with a dump truck. If you suspect your child of being transgender, then you need to let the state know so they can make the proper decision for you and for your child. That's what exactly, and we're going to move right into this. That's what happened in Colorado. And I'm going to let Daryl to go right into the explanation with what happened with Brandy Bradley. It's Douglas County. Am I correct, Daryl?
Yes, she's Douglas County. Yeah, she's Douglas County.
Douglas County. That's in Douglas mm-hmm. County, and correct me if I'm wrong, that is the Denver area. Am I right?
That's outside of the Denver. That's like Highlands Ranch and stuff. That's outside.
Okay,
that's
like the suburbs.
Yeah.
Okay. So explain to our audience, because here's what we do on the show, ladies and gentlemen. We try to have fun the first half hour, get you to laugh a little bit, you know, and then we get into the seriousness of the show and the things that we want to tell you and the things that we believe that you need to be educated on, and so you understand what the F is happening in this country. I try not to use the F word as much as I usually do. I'm trying to calm myself down there a little bit, but I'm very passionate and I get a little, you know, brutal. But we try to start to show off just joking around, having a little fun, and then we go right into the seriousness. And what we're going into right now, you're going to want to listen to this, because this isn't just happening in Colorado. This is happening in New York. This is happening in Michigan. This is happening in Minnesota. This is happening in California, Washington, Oregon. They're normalizing pedophilia. And what they're doing is, if you don't agree with your 3-year-old child or your 12-year-old child, any child under 18, when they say they're confused, which we all were confused when we were younger. I mean, not once when I was younger did I feel like I was the opposite sex, but was I confused? Nonetheless, I was confused. I didn't know who I really was, what I really wanted out of life. Who does? Until, shit, even in your mid-20s, you're still fucking, like, in a fog. Some people have the ability to say, well, yeah, I want to be a doctor. And they go to school to be a doctor, and they become a doctor. Good for them. Dude, I was in my mid-20s before I found a job as a truck driver and realized, you know what, I really like driving truck. It's got a freedom. I don't have the boss standing over my shoulder all day telling me what I have to do. He tells me in the morning where I got to be, and at night I'm where he told me to be. That's it. He doesn't call me all day, where you at, where you at, where you at. No, I just go. And then I became an owner-operator. That's even better yet. It's like, hey, now I tell them what I'm going to do. Oh, you got a load for me? Oh, great. Where does it start? Where does it end? And how much does it pay? Well, it pays this. Oh, I ain't doing it because I don't haul freight for free. It's a beautiful thing. But I'm fortunate to be leased on to a company that understands that I'm no bullshit. I've been through the ringer. I get it. But regardless, what I'm trying to tell you is that we will get to the truth. And we're going to find out the truth. And Daryl has numerous connections in Colorado involving politics. And I have numerous connections, which I just started doing in Minnesota with Bull Johnson, Travis Bull Johnson. He's the chair of the Constitutional Republic Party. Me and him started doing a live Twitter space every single week. And we're going to do one this Sunday at 7 p.m. Central. He's been on our show. I believe in him. He's common sense. This is what we do. I told myself I wouldn't get involved with more things than what I'm already involved with, but I always do, and that's just my personality, I guess. But on that note, excuse me, I want Daryl to go ahead and explain to the audience this bill that Brandy Bradley put forth and was shot down in committee, because it's very important for the country to understand what your government is doing. These same people that you think are standing for you, they're pushing a sick agenda, and it's happening in Colorado now too. So, Daryl, without further ado, why don't you explain this bill, please?
All right. Now, I'm going to go real quick off something that you said when you're talking about that. Well, you think your child is, you know, playing with this because you think they may not be, they may be something else. You know, and some of y'all are going to agree with me on this. Back in the day, when you had Barbie and had the big old RV and Corvette, and you had Ken, and we had G.I. Joe. I know there's times when my sister, she left the room, I went in there and messed with that, and G.I. Joe went to kick Ken's butt, and G.I. Joe took Ken to Barbie with her in her Corvette in to the RV. So did that make me less of a man than anything else? No. I am 100% man. So kids playing with stuff, where you said, well, that's for boys or this is for girls, who gives a care? You know what? Your kids is your kids. You take care of it. You do not need the state. And now going into this, HCR 23-1104. And mostly what this is, its concern is established fundamental rights for parents. And what Brandy has always been trying to do is get the rights for the parents to have the say-so with their kids in school and with anywhere. Because right now we have a party, and right now I want to say the Democratic Party, when dealing with in Colorado, they're against the family values. Because now they're saying, well, if your kids feel this way, we want to provide mental health for them. In other words, we want to go ahead, and if you feel like that you're the opposite sex, we don't want you going to your parents. We want you to come to us because we feel that there's not a adult that's there that they can trust. But here's the thing, folks. The parents are going to know anyway. And now what you're doing, you're causing a rift between that child and the parent. You're not making things easier. And another thing, they want you to do health care decisions. They want the school to do health care decisions for their child. Bradley is against it. She says that we, and then for the biometric scan, which a lot of people don't understand, because a lot of you are saying, well, it's a biometric scan, it's okay. You know what? It's the school that's going to have it, so I don't have to worry about my kids. Look, they're going to have your kid's DNA. They're going to have the scan of everything that your kid is doing, and it's not, there's no safety net for it. Let's look at HIPAA. You have HIPAA that stops people from getting hold to your records. This is about the same thing, but there's no HIPAA. So your parents, you ought to be concerned about this. And then at the same time, it's dealing with your child's DNA, with authorized by law, which is supposed to, you know, you're supposed to get the parent consent. And so you have, and you have some people that are talking about this, like you have people like Jay Gomez, Nordine Bridges, Dr. Vincent Epke. Their argument is mostly they're saying high school kids do not know who a trustworthy parent is. So wait a minute, what you're telling me is this is my child. You have more authority over my child than I do. Parents, when you send your kids to school, you're going to have to sit back and pay attention to what's going on. Because we have a party right now, and I'm going to call it out, we have a Democratic Party that don't care about you. They don't care about your child. Because if you look at H.R. 23004, and you guys read it for yourself, you're going to look at this and say, what? They have one thing, where it said there should be a plan to design for improvement for the parent and the teacher cooperation in such as homework, attendance, and discipline. What is wrong with that? But wait a minute. The Democratic Party that you guys put in power in Colorado, they don't want that. They don't want you to have that. What they want to do is they sit back and say, well, we have the suicide rate, and it's here. But okay, wait a minute. If you go back to according to the nationwide childchildren.org, when the pandemic started in March of 2020, the suicide rate went up because they were isolated, no one to talk to. And then we have the Democratic Party with these schools. Now they're making more laws and more little categories, so then that way the parent isn't involved. None of this, what they have been doing in our school system, especially our public school system, that has helped relationships between parents and their children. Our schools is here for education, math, science, English, reading. They are not here for mental health. They are not qualified for mental health. Bradley and a lot of Republicans, and I think there may be a couple of Democrats that are saying, we're not the parents, we're not the parents' kids. We need to have the parents involved. we need to have them, we need to make programs for our kids to trust our parents, for our kids to be able to talk with our parents, and for kids to be able to say, you know what, this is what's going on, Mom and Dad, can you help me? And for the parents to say, you know what, let's figure this out. Not the opposite way, where the school dictates everything, keep you, the parent, out. And then at the end, when these people say you don't have to tell your parent, and then you go home, now there's a bigger risk. So far, these people, and they're evil as hell, and I'm going to say that, because all these laws that they have been passed has not done anything to address mental health, has done anything to clean up our schools, have done nothing to encourage our family values, our way of life that make things better, to have our kids understand there's consequences for your behavior, and that your parent is the person that you go to when there is a problem, that you guys think about how to address the problem. So then, therefore, we have family values and family bonds. And this bill is trying to help that. Democratic Party keeps turning around, and anything there is to help the family bond and to educate our children, they are against. And people, the reason I bring this up, because a lot of people, they don't exactly tell you this in the news media. The news media don't want you to understand what's going on. They don't want to. Right now, a lot of people think that Republicans, you're evil people. You know what? No, there's a lot of people that are not evil people. The same thing with the Democratic Party. But we have to start passing bills that's going to start helping us, because this is doing nothing but tearing us apart. And I'm glad that my friend is up there. She's fighting the real fight. She has enough guts to stand up to folks and say, this is the family values that I'm standing for, and that it should be done for everyone, no matter the race, no matter how much you make, doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, black, white, Hispanic, care. If you have a mom, a dad, whatever your family structure is, they are fighting to bring back family values and fighting for our kids to start getting educated, because that's what the school is supposed to be doing. The school is not qualified for mental health. They haven't even got the education part right, where our kids are failing constantly right now. We have kids graduating, they can't even write cursive. So, I'm going on a rant, so let me give you back the floor.
No, and what's Daryl, check your text messages, too. What Daryl's saying is there's an evil agenda that's going on, and this was warned to us, and everybody, you know, people that are against us will laugh and say, oh, you just said Putin warned us. He's the enemy. We've been indoctrinated and whatever you want to call it for our whole lives that China's our enemy. Russia's our enemy, Putin, North Korea. When Trump went to North Korea, the first president ever to step over the lines into North Korea, did you notice one thing when Trump was president? There was no threat from North Korea. None, zero. Why is that? But the media told you, oh, my God, he's siding with the enemy. He was siding with the enemy. Did you feel scared about a nuclear war with North Korea when Trump was in office? No, I didn't. Did you feel scared about a nuclear war with Trump in office with Russia? Nah, I didn't. He handed China their ass. Tariffs. America was doing good under Trump financially as a country. And now you have a president in office where there's multiple documents that show that him and his son, Hunter Biden, were selling our country out to the Chinese. And now I just read a story today where Democrats moved over to the Republican side and said, we want to reinstate tariffs on solar panels. And Biden right away came out and said, I will veto that bill. because it's going to hurt our new green agenda.
Oh,
is it? That's funny, because we had tariffs on before you came into office, and it didn't hurt your green agenda. We let people decide for themselves, which is called freedom, whether or not you want to have solar panels or not. Everything was great. You need to pay attention way more closely than what you do about policies from every single politician, who they vote for and who they vote with. And when I seen that some of the Democrats moved over to the Republican side on that, I thought, you know what? They might vote party lines most of the time, but those are the Democrats that we need to start following along with, because they are trying to do the right thing, not doing the party lines. So just pay attention to that. Research that, because it's a current bill that just went through. Oh, geez. Chris, what's your thoughts? What are your thoughts about all this? I mean, this whole transgender ideology and these multiple states, like Oklahoma banned it, I think Texas did, Minnesota embraced it, they passed a law that I talked to about with Bull Johnson on our Twitter spaces, that they're basically a safe haven for transgender reassignment surgeries. I don't get it, man. It happens to be again, right down the partisan lines. If you're a Republican or a red state, they ban it. If you're a blue state, they embrace it. And my thought on it before I throw it over to you, Chris, is why is it that way? Why do the Liberal Democratic Party embrace chopping a child's penis off, or changing a girl by sewing on a piece of skin from their forearm that will never work properly? Why do they feel it such a need? Why do they feel such a need to disfigure a child that has not fully developed yet? Rather than saying, you know what, we should compromise and say, you're right, let's wait until they're a little bit developed, because you're not fully developed until you're 26. So why not wait until they're partially at least developed, 18 years old? That's when they can buy cigarettes. That's when they can go serve in a war. 21 is when you can buy alcohol. 21, well, some states you can't buy tobacco till. So why the push for a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old, 11-year-old, 12, all the way up to 18 years old? Why the push to let them make it a life-altering decision? This isn't about smoking cigarettes and getting a nicotine patch later and, I decide I'll quit smoking. This isn't about buying a case of beer, getting drunk one time, puking all over yourself, getting alcohol poisoning, and say, I don't ever want to do that again. You're literally cutting off the penis of a biological male, mm-hmm. or trying to sew on some kind of male anatomy on a biological female, and you expect them to say, well, you know, now I'm fully developed, my brain is, and, you know, I really don't want to be that, so can you change me back? I'm sorry, we can't do that. What's your excuse then to you mental patients? I mean, you're doing this to your fucking children. What the fuck is wrong with you? Seriously. Okay, I'm going to get too upset. I got to let Chris just jump into that one and give his explanation, because his voice tends to calm me down just a little bit. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to try to calm Jeremy down. I want a time machine, okay? Time machine and a video camera. Because I want to travel way back in history to, like, the year, early part of 2015. Make it 2014, okay? Because I want to get a video response, a video reaction of me talking to a crowd of people as I tell them, listen, everybody, Donald Trump is going to run for president, and he's going to win. and anger the Democrats so much, they're going to impeach him twice, and then they're going to indict him. And, oh, by the way, in the middle of all this, Bill Gates works with the government to make a faulty vaccine mandatory for everybody in the world. And then after there's a global lockdown where everyone has to stay home for a year, the suicide rate goes up, and politicians tell everybody that it's obviously because we didn't allow the kids to cut off their genitals. Oh, and that's all happens, of course, after the toilet paper shortage. Okay, hold on just a second. I have a timer going off at the most ill-conceived time. Hold on.
Your time is up.
But I would literally, I would love to go out and address that speech to a 2014 audience and get videos of people reacting to me, because you know that it would be like, okay, this guy's clearly lost his marbles, right? I'd probably be committed to, seriously, if I actually had the ability to get a real time machine and travel to 2014 and went out and went to a public meeting and just kind of took over and started telling everybody that stuff, they literally would carry me out of there in a straitjacket. They would commit me to a mental hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. Let's stop for just a second and listen to the insanity of it. The suicide rate that went up during the lockdowns is because we wouldn't let the kids cut their genitals off without parental consent. How damn insane do you have to be to believe that? And that's all I'm going to say on that. This has nothing to do with gay rights.
It
has nothing to do with
that. They try to bring LGB into it, but they add like they started to, the LGBTQ plus I, or LGBTQI plus, whatever they want to call it. They did that. The LGB community didn't do that. I just talked to my friend, conservative Ant. He's been on this radio show. And he's a part of this group called Gays Against Groomers. He's a gay man. Like, I support them 1,000% because their movement of just having equal rights between men that love men or women that love women were overtaken by a group of sick people that want to normalize pedophilia. And I watched a video from a guy that claims to be a MAPS person, a minor attracted person. And he's like, you don't worry about it. We will make this normal. We will make this normal. And I'm thinking to myself, listen, motherfucker, I'll go to jail before you make this normal. And if you want to deem that as a threat, you do what you want to do. But I am not going to allow you to disturb our like, have sex with our children. California passed laws, ladies and gentlemen. California passed laws that said it's legal for a minor to have sex with an adult if the minor consents. When the fuck has it been normal for a minor to consent to anything before the age of 18? When? Never. They're trying to normalize it, and you fuckers are too stupid to fucking see it. Sorry, I went off to my F-bomb ramp. I'm just so tired of this stupidity. Daryl, you had something to say. Let me mute my phone and let you go ahead and say what you wanted to say. I scared Daryl.
Here I am.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I got scared.
All right. Hey, brother, before you start, make sure you speak loudly into your mic. And I'm not trying to scold you. I just want to make sure the audience can hear us.
Yeah, I hope my new mic came in, but it's at home, and now I'm here. Can y'all hear me? Am I speaking loud now?
Yeah, just speak very loudly into your mic. Yeah, you're good, brother.
All right. Okay, just like you said, who would let their child have sex with a grown man? That's called, people, guess what that's called? It's called human trafficking. See, that's what that's called. And then at the same time, you sit back and you folks, you know, like this HCR 23-1004 on one thing. One of the things he's saying that it's doing, it's discriminating against drag queens. Excuse me? Why? I don't want a queen anything. That's not meant for kids. That's meant for adults who want to do their own thing. And now, for all you people here in the United States that sit back and say, well, United States, you don't have no rights and this and that. Let me tell you something for you folks with the LGB community. Now, I want you folks to understand this. I don't have no issues with the LGB community. What I have an issue is when people, guys, for their political BS. That's the problem I have, because you guys want to go ahead and do what? Pursue the right to be happy, and I'm fine with that. But unfortunately, you got people that uses your name in your group to go ahead and indoctrinate our kids, and know, and a few people now, like Adam Ant, is standing up and said, don't put us in with this. But here, Africa, continent of Africa, this is what they think about sexuality on some places. It is punishable by death in Sudan, northern Nigeria, and southern Somalia. It is illegal in majority of the states in Africa, and there are some that are is okay. So Africa is putting people to death. Do I condone that? No, I don't. But I'm just bringing some of you people up to speed on what's going on. Africa is not tolerating it. Some of Africa does. Some of them are putting you to death, and some of them, they're saying, no, that is jail time. There is no, we do not want to see it. We don't want to see it displayed. Now, if you do it in your own house and however you do it, that's how they're looking at it. You know, here in the United States, you have people here that are getting pissed off. They're not pissed off at you. They're pissed off at the people that's trying to shove this down our kids' throat. They're getting us pissed off for men who are fathers to see a grown-ass man dressed up like a woman and says, I'm going to go into the woman's bathroom. I'd be damned if I have my daughter with me and a grown-ass man is going to walk into that bathroom. Bullshit. His ass will get drug out by his fake-ass hair or wherever else until my daughter is done using the bathroom. And then if he wants to walk his dumb ass in there, he can. We got to start looking at stuff that is real. I'm sick and tired of everybody doing the stealing stuff, and no one wants to go by things that is factual and what is right. And this, I'm just tired of this political crap. When they use black folks, they're done with it. Then they use the kids of Dora, oh, they're done with that. That's, you know, we're not going to mess with that. Oh, wait a minute. Let's go ahead and use the people just come on over to the United States wherever the heck they want. Well, you know what? You don't hear nothing about it. You know what? Let's go ahead and stir up the LGB community, and let's go ahead and get everybody's kids that interfered in the schools and our work and everything else. And you folks sit back and you swallow this up. And you do not realize they are taking away your rights. They are slowly messing up our food chain by people who aren't even farmers. You got a demented man that's supposed to be president, which we all know he's not doing anything. And you're beginning to find out that the pandemic was somewhat a bunch of bullshit. And then you get mad at Trump. For what? You sit back and you say all this stuff about Trump. Look at Biden. Look at the stuff he's done over the years. Oh, wait a minute. We want to talk about prejudice stuff? What has he done? He's a freaking bigot. I said it because look at his record. And I don't see how anybody who's going to vote for this man who is black thinks that he does, and you guys run with it. It goes all together with his LGB stuff.
Let me just say something, though, too, Daryl. We're not even, okay, so I support the LGB community. I have people very close to me that are LGB. One of my good friends, conservative aunt, he's one of the top gay influencers in this country right now, conservative aunt. I'm friends with him. I like conservative Ann. I don't give a fuck what he does in his private life. Or private life. I have people that are very close to me in my personal life that are gay or lesbian. I get along with them just fine. We never bring up sexuality. None of their sexuality gets pushed down anybody's throats. And let's just add on the T to the LGBT for 1 second. Because I've said this before on the show, and I think you guys have too. I'm not even against transsexuals. Those that think that they, you know, they're a man and they think they're a woman, or vice versa. That does not matter to me. What matters to me is the constant indoctrination and the pushing down the throats of the rest of society because you feel a certain way, therefore everybody else should feel the same way you do. Well, guess what? I feel like I'm a patriot. I feel like, yeah, I'd stand up and fight for this country at any given time. And if you disagree with me, I want that illegal because I feel this way, and I'm a patriot, and now you have to be too. And if you don't feel that way, then you don't belong in this country. You need to be deported. What does that make me sound like? You know what it makes me sound like? A fascist, a fascist, whatever you want to call it. That's exactly the same group of fucking people called Antifa, Mr. and Mrs. Antifa. We are anti-fascism. Then why the fuck do you act like a bunch of fascists? They don't get that. They don't see that. All they see is what the news media tells them. It's the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany from 1935 to 1945 with the pushing of propaganda that we see through our mainstream media here in the United States. And nobody wants to see that because they're so fucking brainwashed and so used to getting this pounded into their head and so used to being indoctrinated, they don't get it. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry to tell you that. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but that is exactly what is happening. I was one of you. I was a staunch Democrat, a liberal, a bleeding heart liberal. And Chris can attest to this, and numerous friends can. They're like, what happened to you? I woke up. I seen the truth. I started looking at things beyond the mainstream media. And I started really researching things, and I'm like, holy shit, I've been lied to my whole life. And now I've dedicated my entire existence into waking everybody else up that they're in a slumber. They're sleeping, and they don't know they're sleeping. I didn't know I was sleeping until I woke up. And honestly, it mentally affected me. And I want you to know that. You're not alone. Which brings us to our next segment that'll finish out the show. And before we get to that next segment, I want to put out the phone number for you to call in. If you have something to say or you want to add your opinion into this conversation, you are more than welcome. All we've ever asked, don't call in and start being a dick. Just call in and share your opinion or engage in a conversation. We're okay with that. And you can address your comment or your question to anybody that is on air right now. And that phone number is 516-387-1733. So when you call that number, the 516-387-1733, and you can start hearing us on your phone, it's not going to prompt you. You just have to press the number one on your dial pad. That will let my switchboard know that you have something to say, and we'll bring you live on air. I don't care what you want to say. You don't have to agree with us. Just press the number one, prompt us to let us know that you want to talk. We'll bring you live on air. And again, that phone number is 516-387-1733. And when you start hearing us through your headset or your phone, press the number one. And you're welcome to come on and share your opinion, as long as it's not disrespectful. So I want to move on to the CBDC. Those of you that don't know what the CBDC is, it's already being implemented in Canada and UK and worldwide. 15-minute cities, things that we've talked about before on a show involving the World Economic Forum and the UN's Agenda 2030. It's central banking digital currency. And, you know, I've been called, oh, my God, you're a conspiracy theorist. Go look it up for yourself. It's all over. I mean, it's there. They're implementing it right as we speak. The central banking digital currency is a currency that's not backed by gold or anything. It's basically a card that the government set up, the federal government. And then you'll get a card, and they'll put money on it, and they'll say, oh, this is what you got to spend. But what they don't tell you is that that's going to work right alongside with your digital ID and your current your social credit score system. And you're like, well, what's that? Well, your digital ID will be right alongside your central banking digital currency. They'll know exactly who's trying to spend the money because it's a federal government-issued card. And then they're going to go, they'll implement the social credit score system. And what is that? That's guys like me, Daryl, Chris, anybody that speaks out against what they're trying to do. You know what a credit card is and your credit score right now. Well, you got to have a decent credit score in order to buy a house or a car. Yeah, wait until they implement the social credit score system. If you talk bad about the government, if you put if you say the wrong thing, just like China, there's billionaires that went up missing because they said the wrong thing about their government. Billionaires. So if you think it can't happen to you, we live in a new world, ladies and gentlemen, a world that you don't even understand because they have made you complicit by feeding you propaganda and brainwashing you through mainstream media, not letting you know about the important things that are coming down the line. In the very near future in America, and Biden is already starting to sign executive orders involving this. Canada is already in the midst of it. You go to a Walmart in Canada, and you have your digital ID, right? And you go to the grocery store, and you go to where the meat is. And they got all the meat behind closed doors. You have to show your digital ID, right? So you show your digital ID because you want to open the door to get a pound of hamburger. It's going to state, well, you've already used your allotment of hamburger for the week, so the door doesn't open. That is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. You go to the dairy, you want to go get a gallon of milk. I want to get a gallon of milk. You show your ID to the little sensor, and it reads the sensor, and the sensor says, they already got a gallon of milk this week. They're not allowed one until next week, so the door doesn't open. That's what's happening in Canada right now, not to mention the 15-minute cities. The 15-minute cities are cities that are built and constructed. So everything that you need, groceries, your job, everything, is within a 15-minute walk or bike ride inside this city. No vehicles allowed. They'll give you passes, a certain amount of passes a year, to travel outside of that 15-minute city to see your friends or relatives. And you all think, I've been talking about this, and you all think I'm nuts. You all think, oh, he's just a tinfoil hat-wearing motherfucker. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I am 165-0 as far as conspiracy theories. We told you about the vaccines, that the COVID-19 virus was not the bioweapon, it was the vaccines. And now we have professional doctors, scientists, all backing us up. I've told you this a million times. Now, you don't have to listen to me, you don't have to believe me, and you think you can think what you want of me, I don't care. But I'm going to pass this off to Chris right now with the consequences of what happens when we go to a central banking digital currency and a social credit score system, because I want Chris to be involved in this conversation, and I want Daryl to be involved in this conversation. And before I pass it over to Chris, let me just remind you, the guest call-in number is 516-387-1733. And make sure you press the number 1 when you get through. 516-387-1733. And press the number 1. All right, Chris, what's your thought about this central banking digital currency and the social credit score system that is being introduced worldwide?
Hello and welcome to Professor Bikerson's lessons on the central bank digital currency. All right. So, first off,
hold on. Hold on.
Be like, oh, yeah, we're moving on now.
Down up to the east side.
With no applause. You know what? All right. So I know everybody out there is going to be like, oh, my God, these two crazy conspiracy theorists or these three crazy conspiracy theorists are at it again. And so let Professor Bikerson give you a little homework assignment, okay? First off, I want you to go look up Executive Order 14067. Okay, that tells you everything you need to know about the central bank digital currency, the executive order that is setting this in motion, that we're somehow not talking about because we're busy arguing about which bathrooms people can use and whether or not a third grader has the right to decide to chop their penis off or not, okay? So you think they care about gay rights? They don't. It's the world's biggest distraction to keep you from seeing the most obvious trap in the world that is being set for you, okay? But there's another component to that. All this stuff with the trans rights and everything, that's actually kind of a two-pronged thing, either of which has a damn thing to do with gay rights. First and foremost, this is a Marxist push. We are being pushed towards a Marxist government. A Marxist world government. Marxism relies on breaking apart the nuclear family. That's why they need to push this idea that your children are property of the state. They are not your children. They are the state's children. And by the state's children, I mean the wealthy and the powerful people get to decide what they're going to do with your children, not you. Your children are their property, okay? That's the first thing. That's why they're coming up with these now, right, these trans sanctuary states where your child can flee to, and as long as they arrive there and say, I want to transition, you now have legal kidnap. Authorities can interfere and keep you from accessing your own child because they have convinced them to come there and get this medical treatment, okay? So that's what that's all about. Marxism, breaking up the nuclear family, your kids belong to us, not you. Doesn't have a damn thing to do with gay rights. They don't care about your mental health. They don't care about your mental well-being, okay? So, yeah, basically that's it. That's the two things. Your kids are our kids, and the second prong, this is a big distraction. We're so busy arguing about the absolutely insane notions that they just keep throwing at us that we're not looking at or talking about what the ramifications are of the central bank digital currency and the social credit score, okay? So also, Professor Bikerson has one more homework assignment for you. After you look up Executive Order 14067, and I don't want you to do it on Alex Jones or any crackpot website. I want you to look at like whitehouse.gov, okay? Go to the source. Don't rely on anybody other than the document itself. The document speaks for itself. You don't need me to interpret it for you. You don't need Alex Jones to interpret it for you. You don't need Tucker Carlson or Bill O'Reilly to tell you. Read the damn document. It's out there. You can find it very easy in a matter of seconds. There's no reason to waste 5 hours arguing with people about what it really says when you can just go to the document and read it for yourself. Okay? Now, the next thing I want you to look up after you've read that for yourself, instead of relying upon talking heads to tell you what's good about it, I want you to go and look up FedNow, FedNow. That is the name of the U.S. central bank digital currency that is being developed right now. Once again, don't go to Alex Jones. Don't go to some crazy talking head. Go to a government website. The federal government is telling you about this. They have put it out there. They're distracting you like a mother to keep you from focusing on it. But at the end of the day, they can say, well, I mean, we made it public. It was available all the time. I'm sorry you were too busy arguing about the gender of a plastic potato to notice. But we had it out there. We did what we were legally required to do. Read it. FedNow. And it is expected to be released on the market in July of this year. Folks, that's 2 months away, 60 days. They're going to start doing the trial run of this central bank digital currency. What's bad about a digital currency? The government controls it completely. Not like they control how many dollars we're going to print this year, this quarter. They control it individually. You have an IP address. Your central bank digital currency goes to an IP address that you have access to, unless they decide you don't. They don't have to send a SWAT team to raid your house and confiscate whatever cash they find if they feel like you've done something wrong. They don't even have to get on the computer and hit a key, because they've got automated systems in place that will grade you and your social credit score. And as soon as you do one of those naughty things, like say something bad about the government, right? All of a sudden, bam, an automated system turns off your access to your money. Now, this is going to initially exist concurrently with our current system of cash. There's still going to be credit cards, right? You're still going to have bank accounts. You're still going to have the ability to have cash. But they're going to slowly get rid of the cash and transition into this digital currency that you are going to have to be a part of. And the way they're going to walk you into that, it's initially going to start off like, hey, we're giving you these welfare benefits. Hey, we're giving you these unemployment benefits. However, effective January 1st, 2024, or whatever time they choose, if you elect to continue receiving these benefits, they are only available through FedNow. You will have to register and create a FedNow central bank digital currency account in order to receive those benefits. And then they're going to come in and they're going to say, all right, all federal employees are going to have to switch to the FedNow system, right? And before long, what happens? The states start following suit, because in order for them to get federal grants, there's going to be a stipulation in there. All your state employees need to switch to FedNow. They'll come up with something, probably environmental. They'll talk about how many trees they have to cut down in order
climate change.
Yeah. They'll talk about how many trees they have to cut down and how it affects climate change in order to keep producing paper currency. And that's why we need to switch to digital. So if you want to get this grant from the federal government, state of, you know, Ohio, you are going to have to put all of your state employees on the FedNow system. So it'll become a state requirement. So slowly but surely, it's going to come down. And then it's going to be tax benefits for the corporations, the big corporations who step in and pay their employees through that system, right? And it, step by step. And, of course, as they're doing this, they're going to keep shrinking the actual paper currency supply. As those bills circulate, as they come in through the banks and head back over to the Federal Reserve.
They already started doing that, Chris, we have a coin shortage during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing that all over? There's signs everywhere. Please pay an exact change because we have a coin shortage. When the fuck did we have a coin shortage? Because of a pandemic, now all of a sudden you're short of pennies? Get the fuck out of here.
So that's what they're going to do. This spells, yeah. So then imagine, also recently in the news, that they start assigning codes, and they've already approved. There's already codes, like when you go to swipe your credit card, there's a generic code that goes to the bank to tell you generally what you're purchasing. It's not specific, but it's something like, you know, clothing, groceries, you know, automotive maintenance, whatever, right? Well, they just recently created a separate code for firearms, accessories, and ammunition. So imagine now we switch to this system, and then they come in and they say, well, anybody that's got a social credit score below this, they're obviously a risk for violence or a risk for this or that. You are no longer approved to buy firearms or to buy ammunition, right? This is a game ender. Once they eliminate cash and they create a digital currency that is 100% trackable to every individual out there, they now have the ability to destroy you instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Financially and otherwise.
Yeah,
just so you guys all know, the California Governor Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And Adam Schiff's sister is married to George Soros' son. And John Kerry's daughter is married to a mullah's son in Iran. And Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, is married to George Soros' nephew. Now, when you start connecting the dots, ladies and gentlemen, you'll understand very, very quickly that you're being lied to and you're being set up. And I wish that the country would listen to our show and listen to and heed our warning. We're not trying to scare you. We're not trying to say, oh, here's doomsday. The doomsday will come if you don't listen and you don't pay attention. But unfortunately, this country reminds me a lot of Nazi Germany between 1935 and 45 when I said this earlier. They listened to their media. They listened to Adolf Hitler. The Jews are your enemy. What have you heard lately from the Liberal and Democratic Party? What have you heard? I'll tell you I've heard it from that, what's that Jeffries character, that the leader of the minority leader, whatever his name is, and even out of Biden's mouth and Kamala Harris's mouth. MAGA Republicans are your enemy. I've heard it a million times. And guess what? Guys like me get labeled as a MAGA Republican, even though I'm a former Democrat that had enough of their division and bullshit because I could see what was happening. I'm not MAGA. I'm not a MAGA Republican. I am a MAGA. I do believe that we need to make America great again. But I'm certainly not a Republican. I'm certainly not a Democrat. I'm certainly not a liberal. You know, back in the day when I thought I was a liberal, a lot of my friends said, you're not a liberal, you're a libertarian. They pointed that out to me because I always preached for fairness for all. unity for all. And I stood up for, you know, this, and I stood up for that. But then I realized that the things that I was standing up for weren't exactly the things that I would really stand up for. And that includes Black Lives Matter. And I've talked about this, Susan Rosenberg and John Sullivan. John, I just watched a video 2 days ago, John Sullivan standing over Ashley Babbitt in the Capitol. What the fuck was John Sullivan doing in the Capitol that never got charged, by the way, taking video of Ashley Babbitt getting shot and killed? And then he later sold that footage to CNN and MSNBC, I believe, for $81,000. John Sullivan has strong ties with Black Lives Matter and strong ties with Antifa. I believe he was accused of killing somebody out in Utah. You'll have to look that one up. But Susan Rosenberg was accused, not accused, but convicted of bombing the United States Capitol in the early 80s. She was later pardoned by Bill Clinton on his last day of presidency, and she went on to be the vice chair for Thousand Currents, which was the financial arm for Black Lives Matter. People don't want to dig into it that deep. They don't want to. When you go to, even today, you go to Black Lives Matter and you say donate, push the donate button. It'll bring you to a site called Act Blue. Act Blue is the ones that were bailing people out of Minneapolis jails that Kamala Harris was cheering on and telling you to donate to. You're being lied to, ladies and gentlemen. The whole digital currency, the whole, you know, the social justice. I'm going to fight for racial injustice, and I'm going to. You're not. You're being brainwashed. What's sad about this is that I know that people that, you know, don't stand on the side I stand on will never listen to this show. And they'll go along in their echo chamber, and they're thinking they're being told the truth. And they'll call me names, and they'll call me a fat ass, and because they look at my profile picture on Twitter or wherever. And I don't even respond to them anymore because, honestly, it's a waste of my time to try to convince a sheep that they're really a sheep. What we're living in today's society is, without a doubt, very similar to 1935 to 1945 Nazi Germany, involving the mainstream media and leadership.
Absolutely.
You look at like Joe Biden in that speech with all that red in the background, and he had that evil look in his face, and he was pumping his fists. This isn't just a show. I mean, that wasn't just a, oh, he's passionate. No, that was, it's a movie that you're watching. And me and Chris have said this before Daryl joined us. Everything that you're seeing is a movie. It's meant to divide the people. And if you read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, you'll understand all of this a lot better. It blows my mind. It blows my mind that I, as a truck driver, I have hours to sit. You know, a lot of people that I know that drive trucks, not like Daryl or Chris, but other people that I know, well, yeah, I watch this Netflix series, or I play Xbox, or I don't do that. I sit and research. I sit and look at things. I observe things because I want to know the truth. And that's what has turned me to where I'm at today. I've seen it all. I've watched it all. I've looked at all of it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and claim that I'm some sort of fucking genius, because I'm not. But I've seen enough with my own two eyes and my own two ears that I know you're being lied to, and I know I'm being lied to. Oh, we're all being lied to, and we've been lied to for a very long time. And when I've been censored on social media numerous times on numerous platforms for saying stuff that I really didn't think was like, wow, that really didn't constitute me being censored. It wasn't about that. It was about somebody that had a voice that was getting ground that was gaining followers, that people were starting to follow them, that's what scared the shit out of them. They're like, we cannot have that. We don't want somebody to gain ground. We don't want another Martin Luther King. I'm not, and again, I'm not comparing myself to Martin Luther King by any means. But the same thing happened to Martin Luther King when he started gaining ground, made, you know, the famous speech, I Have a Dream. What happened to him? He got murdered. He got assassinated by our own CIA, in my opinion. I got to say that for legal reasons. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if the big tech companies, as we know them today, and social media existed back in the time of Martin Luther King Jr., and if the government that was in power at that time had the ability, the CIA and the FBI had the ability to go in and manipulate the algorithms and censor certain people on social media the way they do today, if that had all existed back when Martin Luther King Jr. was around,
he would have never been Martin Luther King Jr.
No one would know his name. But
exactly.
On the subject of the CIA, I told you I was going to bring this up and tie it all to the Kennedys.
Yes, do that, please.
So just a small point, and something that a lot of people aren't even aware of. Robert Kennedy Jr. Okay, so we're talking the son of, he was known as Bobby Kennedy, right? JFK's brother. So this is essentially JFK's nephew. Has announced that he is going to run for president in 2024 as a Democrat. It's getting almost zero coverage. Nobody's talking about that. And just as a reminder, last month it was declassified that, oh yeah, the CIA actually was involved in the assassination of JFK. Nobody's talking about that. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about why your kid should have his penis cut off or why your daughter should have their boobs removed, right? So shortly before being assassinated, JFK had not publicly stated, but had stated to some powerful people in a meeting that it was his intention to dismantle the CIA. I think the quote was, shred it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the world. Something along those lines. That was shortly before he was assassinated, apparently by the CIA. A few years later, in 1968, his brother, Bobby Kennedy, announced that he was considering a presidential run. And in a strange incident, he got shot to death. Also mysterious circumstances. I'll let you look it up. We don't have time to go into the details tonight. Maybe in another show we'll cover this more in depth. But suspicious circumstances that he was shot to death under. He was supposedly shot in the back of the head, but the guy that supposedly shot him was actually standing in front of him, which is kind of weird. And then even flash forward to, I believe it was right around the year 2000-ish. I'd have to look up the date again for sure. JFK's son, JFK Jr., announced that he was planning to run for Senate and that he was going to be running against this little-known lady known as Hillary Clinton. He died in a plane crash shortly after announcing that and before that election cycle came up. So it's really curious to see now what's going to happen to Bobby Kennedy Jr., right, to RFK Jr., because now that he has gone public and announced his intentions, or at least potential intentions, to run for president in 24 as a Democrat, try to primary old Sleepy Joe.
Let's not forget, though, about Ted Kennedy. What controversy was surrounding Ted Kennedy?
Well, I do remember the one where the girl in the car, there was some sort of accident. The car ended up in the water. She died. He survived. Fill me in on the rest.
Well, legend claims he was drunk and drove off a bridge and killed his passenger, which they claimed was a prostitute. If you look into the Kennedy family, holy shit, it'll take you years to decipher, but there's one thing when you started mentioning Robert Kennedy Jr. running for president against Sleepy Joe Biden that brought something into my head. The media has, like, they did a preemptive strike on him before he even announced. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been anti-vax throughout the pandemic.
Yes, if you look him up, there's a warning on anything about him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Now, when the mainstream media starts doing preemptive strikes on somebody, and then they, you know, later on, like RFK Jr. says, I'm going to run for president, you know, against Biden. That's your fair warning that you are being lied to and indoctrinated. They do the same thing with Trump. They do the same thing with any candidate that is against the establishment. Let's call them that. And you wait. The polls are showing, the polls, by the way, and I don't believe in polls, but I'm just going to tell you this. The polls are showing that Robert Kennedy Jr. is gaining huge ground on Joe Biden. And they're all these polls are claiming, oh, the Biden administration is scared because da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You wait. You watch. They're going to push this out, this whole poll shit that they've done for years and years and years, making you feel like all warm and fuzzy inside. But as soon as you feel like, oh, yep, we finally got a good candidate for president, they're going to come out with a fucking campaign of bashing the shit out of this person. They're going to find every dirty thing about this person. Mainly it's going to be the anti-vax with the mainstream media to the Democratic Party. Because the Democratic Party, the voters, some of them still believe in wearing masks and taking 22 shots a month. That's how bad they brainwash these poor folks. And I kind of feel bad for them. But that's what's going to happen. You wait and watch. We call it every time. Us conspiracy theorists are like 165 and at zero at this point. But they will not let Robert Kennedy Jr. Gain any more ground. When it comes to the point where it's, oh, this is detrimental, they're going to start doing a double attack. Robert Kennedy Jr. had a contact had a conversation with Donald Trump, or Donald Trump had contact with Robert Kennedy. They're going to try to tie Donald Trump's name into it somehow. You wait and watch. I guarantee it. And the mainstream media and the establishment government are so predictable at this point. We've talked about this numerous times on this radio show. What's sad about, again, is that I wish more people would just listen to us, not take us for our word or what we say, but just listen to us. So it's in the back of their head. So if it does happen, they're like, oh, shit, those guys really did call it. We've always said this on this show. Don't take our word for it. Go look it up. Go look at history. We're repeating history as we speak. I never thought I'd live in a time where we repeated history, but we are right in the middle of it. It just blows my mind. Daryl, what do you want to add to this conversation?
You know, here's the thing. I mean, no, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, he's gone. No, he's gone. No, he's gone.
I'm right here. Y'all ain't right.
I'm an asshole. I get it.
Yeah, but I, you know what? The thing is, I love you, though, brother.
You know I love you, too, man.
Heck, yeah. That's, you know, that's one thing I love about this show. We all love each other. We can harass each other. And, folks, you know what? You should learn from that.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, folks. We just lost Daryl again.
All right, here we go again. See? Uh-huh. Well, why you lost me? We're also on Spotify.
Go ahead, brother.
We're also on Spotify every night where you can catch all our chapters from day one all the way up to tonight. After tonight is over, it'll be on Spotify. But you know what, people? We're just coming at you because we research on some things. You know, this executive order, when I first, I think it was my second, either my first or my second show on with you guys, I mentioned that. I mentioned the Project Hamilton Phase 1 executive going into Phase 2. And people are probably like, large Negro? What are you talking about? Well, right now, here it is, people. Look it up. Look at what they're doing. They're trying to take away your rights of everything. They don't want you to own nothing. They don't even want you to have ownership of your own children. They don't even want you to have ownership of your families. But we're too busy.
You will own nothing and be happy.
Exactly. They want you more focused on chopping off your genitalia and body parts, wondering what bathroom you're going to get into, whether you think Bruce Jenner is a real girl or not. Who the freak cares? That LGB is this, that they're evil? No, they're not. There's a person just like us. And this Black Lives Matter and George Soros supplying them and all this stuff, I said, people, look at it. They're sitting back and setting you up. Because when it comes down to it, whether you're gay, straight, Hispanic, Black, rich,
hey,
especially poor, hey, poor, when it comes down to it, they're going to control what you have. And all you people that sit back and you do this hot side hustle, making money for cash, guess what? You won't be able to do that anymore. And then what? And when they decide to go ahead and say, you know what, I don't like this poor neighborhood, we're just going to go ahead and cut you off a little bit, and then what's going to happen? Then you're going to sit back and say, you know what, maybe we should have listened to those three crazy son of a bitches. You know what, maybe we should have just went on and did a little bit of research. Huh? Three. Four. Huh?
I bet Kim has something to say about this.
Yeah, I said four. I had to correct myself. Four.
Now you said three.
Something.
Oh,
I said
yeah,
three,
here we go. Just
four.
Just like the guy sitting in front of the bus. Yeah, leaving out the white people in the back. Way to go, Daryl.
I'm reviewing the play.
I heard that, Daryl.
Can you set him free?
But at least I can sit back and say, you know what, I made a mistake. Nope.
No, he doesn't stop.
No. Like, what is this rhetoric? He's this verbal diarrhea that he's regurgitating. Like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. Is that good diarrhea or bad diarrhea?
It's picking on the trans color person tonight.
Is there ever a good kind, Daryl? I have to ask.
Well, let's see. If it makes me feel good at the end, I'm good with it. As long as I have a toilet and some nice toilet paper.
Learning.
I think that's sexual harassment, isn't it?
I'm sure we can twist it that way, 100%.
Yeah, we're leftists now. We're a leftist news media source. Hey, conservative, get out of here. We don't want your Marxism and your fascism over here. Get out of here.
Do fly toilet paper.
Kim had something to say, and you rudely interrupted her.
Oh, I was just coming on because he was not counting me in, that was all.
Well, I think you should scold him.
I think we just set a record. That was the first. That is the first time any of this. That's the first time on this show in 77 episodes that any of us pissed off the producer enough for her to come on air to correct them. Way to go, Daryl. Can we get an applause?
To the naughty staff.
Okay,
Harold.
So
to the naughty staff.
So since we're live on air, I have to be the first one. Daryl, I'm going to do the Donald Trump on you. You're fired.
Oh boy.
No, I'm just kidding. Wait, no, I want to do that weakest link one.
Wait.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. No, just kidding.
I'm going to pull out the card. I'm pulling out the card.
Tim, since I got you on, or since you're on air, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
What do you think about, okay, so that pastor got found guilty.
Arthur Pelosi. Yep.
Yes, yep. Are we going to still have that guy on the show? Not that guy, but that the guy that was at Coots.
I need to have a conversation with you about that.
Okay.
Yes, Arthur Pelosi was found guilty. They also just charged a fellow by the name of Harold Yonkers, who is the father of 13 children, a year and a half after Ottawa happened, and they just charged him.
So. What I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, since we have Kim's from Canada, by the way, everybody, I can give her exact location. It's at Justin Trudeau's house. But anyway, no, we keep an, no, you don't have to mute your mic, Kim. Oh, she had barking dogs.
Dogs are barking. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. Kim, it's not like I don't keep informed with what's going on in Canada, because I do, but Kim can add way more than I can because she lives in Canada. Canada has fallen, ladies and gentlemen, whether you want to believe it or not, if you are a Canadian listener. There is no way out of what has happened in your country peacefully, unfortunately, because the WEF controls most of your parliament, and it's sad to watch from down here. And I can sit here and say, like, holier than thou, oh, yep, your parliament's controlled by WEF. Unfortunately, a good majority of our Congress is controlled by the WEF. I bet people don't even know that we have, I think, 430 Congress people. I bet people don't even know that over half of them are registered Democrat socialists. They don't even know this. I do. We have been infiltrated.
But people can.
But they don't want to.
You can go to the. I know, but you could actually. People, please go to the WEF website and look at everyone who is a member. It's quite easy.
It truly is. It's WE Forum. So it's weforum.org. And you can literally look up their plans for you, their young global leaders, their financial partners, which involves Coke, Pepsi, every single one of the vaccine manufacturers, including Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, BioNTech, it also includes J.P. Morgan Chase credit cards. There's so many. It would blow your fucking mind if you would just take a little bit of time and not be lazy and go research. And every time I say that, you're like, you don't need to insult me. Well, no, I do, because you're lazy. I took the time to do it. Well, yeah, but you got time. You do too, but you choose to play video games. Or watch a movie on Netflix. By the way, I think Netflix is actually one of their partners, too. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Being lazy isn't a fucking excuse anymore. Being lazy is complicit to the destruction of this, not just this country, not just Canada. It's the destruction of the world, and you're letting the WEF and the UN do it. And you hate Donald Trump. That's all you know. You hate Donald Trump. You don't even know why you hate him. You just hate him. Did you know that Donald Trump withdrew us from the UN and the World Health Organization because he knew? Yeah, he did that. And as soon as Numbnuts in office there, Mr. China, he got in, Joe Biden, he reinstated us in both programs. So you tell me who's against America and who's against or who's for America. But you can't. Whatever the media tells you, right? Yeah. That's yeah. You can come on, come back on, Kim, or you got dogs barking again. Hold on, rough.
They just stopped. But I will apologize ahead of time. But yeah, it absolutely drives me insane that people buy into this narrative. They listen to the narrative. They live, breathe, and sleep this narrative, and they use it as it's their Bible. And yeah. It's sad, is what it is.
No, and that's
not
what it
as
is.
Sad
and,
as
and we,
Errol, but it's sad.
Oh my God. I'm
yeah. All right, Kim. Thanks for joining us tonight. She
I will be on.
She was getting settled.
I will be on next week. Yeah, it's been a crazy couple.
Oh,
weeks.
We ended the show this week though. Didn't you hear that?
Excellent. Then I got another free what hour or two?
Yeah.
No. But no, I'll pop on next week because I'll be able to pop on next week for sure for the and be able to engage more.
All right. Sounds good, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And all of you that listen to the show, Kim, she puts our shows on Spotify every week, and we have to quickly go to our final thoughts. Kim, thank you so much for everything that you do. She's a busy woman, too. She does a lot of stuff up in Canada that a lot of you have no idea what she's up to. But I know, but that's all that matters. So let's just go right to Daryl. Daryl, you literally have, like, 2 minutes to make your final thoughts.
Okay. Oh, like y'all seen, all four of us, we like joking around with each other. And the points they were making, like Kennedy, Malcolm X, King, JFK Jr., you know, they destroy people who want to stand up for the United States. And dealing with the trans folks and LGB, you know, 90% of the people, they don't care. They want you to respect them, and you do the same for them. Me, as being in the military, I don't care what you identify as. One thing I care about, you do your job, you do it well, and if we have to put bullets down range, you got my back, I got yours. You know, as for if folks, let's put away the labels. Let's put away the political labels. Because if we just sit down and we have a conversation, you will agree about 90% of the things that we talk about, we all will agree with. Not with everything, but we'll agree. You know, and that's one thing I love about being on the show. You know, we all have our different things or how we want to see stuff. We come at you with different points of view, and this is a great format. And yes, I like it that we're uncensored because we get to be ourselves, and that's what we need more of, people to be themselves and people to respect each other. And that's all I ask. And that's, I give that respect to you. You give it back to me. I don't care your color. I don't care what you want to be. Let's just respect each other. And let's start standing up for the United States and open up our eyes. Because truthfully, folks, the government, in the end, they're trying to fuck us. And if we continue this fighting with each other, doom, we'll have nothing. We won't even have rights to our own kids. We won't even make money and have our own businesses. We will have nothing. Those are my final words, and I appreciate y'all. Love you.
And Daryl just got arrested by the Communist Party of China, so we probably won't be talking to him forever again. Lord Bikerson, Mr. Lord Bikerson,
you
got to
look at it this
turn.
Way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
You know, for my final thoughts, I'm actually going to back you up on something, Jeremy. When you talk about
what?
The, I'm going to back you up on something here. When you talk about resembling the past, you know, the 1930s, for example, everybody talks about the Nazi Party. Nobody talks really about the government that was in power before the Nazis took over. And that's an important piece of history because prior to the Nazis assuming power, in Germany, you had what was known as the Weimar government, which was mostly Jewish. And so the propaganda that the Nazis ran on, they blamed the previous party, the Weimar government, the Jews, for all the ills that were affecting the country. They basically said they have all the money. They have all the power. They've taken the money. They've abused the power. They've done this. They've done that. They are spreading disease. They're a bunch of people, you know, they don't clean themselves properly. They get sick and they spread disease. Does any of that sound familiar? Go back. And I'm just gonna throw this out as a homework assignment from Professor Bikerson. Go back, read some Hitler speeches, and everywhere that Weimar government or the Jews are mentioned, replace it with conservatives or MAGA Republicans. Because what they were doing then is exactly what they're doing now. Food
That'll blow your mind.
It will blow your mind. It'll scare the shit out of you. Because it's the exact same rhetoric. Conservatives are spreading disease because they don't wear masks. Conservatives are spreading disease because they haven't gotten vaccinated, right? Conservatives have all the white privilege, and the conservatives have all the money. The conservatives
Holy
have caused
shit.
All the economic devastation. Every bit of it. Everything.
Who the fuck picked up the phone on Hakeem Jeffries?
What?
I said, who picked the phone up on Hakeem Jeffries? Are you Hakeem Jeffries? Because that's exactly who you sound right about right now. They're like right now.
There we go. All right. Well, that's my final thoughts.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're not messing around. You might, oh yeah, you guys are crazy. You guys are, you know, having too much fun. We mix fun in with seriousness because we don't want to have a doom and gloom event here. So we're just trying to warn you about what's going on. And trust us, we'll all end up in the gulag here soon enough. But we're not yet, so we'll keep on speaking the truth until we are. In the meantime, those of you that listen to our show, I appreciate you, and we appreciate you. And the black guy that we always let speak last, he appreciates you.
That literally made me spit my water out across my desk. So I'm just letting you know that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
you're killing me. You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
All right, guys. My final thought is this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to make it quick and really simple. I love each and every one of you, Chris, Kim, that black guy that speaks last. I love you guys, man. You guys make this show. And if people would listen to this and understand our humor and understand that, you know what, we're just here to share the truth with you, this world might be a little bit better of a place. In the meantime, be kind to each other, love each other, and understand each other.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.